Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, May 2019. God bless America. And here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, Michael Avenatti was given tens of millions of dollars worth of free TV coverage by CNN, MSNBC, and front page treatment from the New York Times and the Washington Post. Now he's been charged with trying to defraud his former client, Stormy Daniels. I, for one, am completely shocked. Number two, one Democrat after another continues to plant their flag on the far-left idea that aborting full-term children is somehow normal and mainstream. It is the latest and easiest question of all time, but they cannot seem to say it's wrong. And number one, the whole conversation came off the rails Wednesday when Nancy Pelosi accused President Trump of being involved in a cover-up. A cover-up of what, we're not quite sure, but a cover-up of something. And that's the new talking point from the left. It's a cover-up. After the Mueller report came up empty, it's a cover-up. Because he won't give you every scrap of information about his entire life dating back to grade school. Speaking of grade school, welcome to the next year and a half of your life in politics. All of that, but first, breaking news this morning from Jefferson City, Missouri. As catastrophic tornadoes have caused catastrophic damage throughout that part of the state of Missouri, tornado warnings and watches remain in effect for about 40 million people in the heart of the nation. The best coverage coming from our sister network, Weather Nation, right now. The Twitter feed there providing tremendous glimpses of what has gone on, including what may be the first F4 or F5 tornado in well more than a year here in the United States. These tornadoes came at a time when the Mississippi River is already flooding. There is mass damage. In fact, parts of Jefferson City, Missouri were evacuated yesterday prior to the tornado incidents because of flooding in that part of the country, devastating flooding, forcing people from the state penitentiary there, from their homes, from businesses. It has been a year of terrible flooding in Missouri and Illinois, and now catastrophic rains will follow these tornadoes, and it will all cascade down the Mississippi River, and expect more flooding on the way. More than 100 people have been hospitalized already, but police at this hour are working door to door, making sure that people are not trapped in their homes. No fatalities reported so far, but I don't know if that'll hold it out. We can hope that it'll be okay, but it is a devastating night for the folks in Jefferson City, Missouri, and the surrounding communities. And these storms, as I say, have about 40 million people under warnings and watches at this hour. So big storms. We'll keep an eye on that as we move forward and give you updates as they are warranted. Now, on Capitol Hill yesterday, the big storm began when Nancy Pelosi walked out of that 9 o'clock meeting we were talking about yesterday. Nancy Pelosi walks out of that meeting and steps to a microphone and says Donald Trump is involved in a cover-up. Now, keep in mind, from the time she was having the 9 o'clock meeting with her Democratic caucus talking about impeachment and where we go from here, she was on her way to the White House to talk about infrastructure. Infrastructure, a $2 trillion plan being promoted by the president, endorsed by many Democrats, not embraced so much by Republicans, but he said it's something we can get done in a bipartisan fashion. We can rebuild bridges and roads and highways and all of this. But then he hears Nancy Pelosi say that he's involved in the cover-up. In fact, let me share that with you. It's bite number one from Nancy Pelosi. This is exactly what she said to start the day yesterday. Go.
Would you believe that it's important for to follow the facts? We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
And instead of saying, you know what, Nancy Pelosi, Senator Schumer, you don't need to come to the White House, I'm just going to cancel this meeting. No, he invited them over. And he walked into the room and he looked them both in the face. He said, we're not doing anything. And until you stop these harassment investigations, which is really what they are at this point. You've got a 448-page Mueller report that found no conspiracy, no collusion, no obstruction, and yet they continue to rifle through the president's personal life, through the lives of his family, close staff members. They want to rifle through all of his business accounts, his tax returns, anything they can find. It's Trump at any cost. And through all of this, what is happening for the American people? Only what this president can muscle through. Tax reform, trying to secure the southern border, but he is muscling it through because he has no support from the Democrats. Their only game, their only play right now is to attack this president. And watch for this talking point to be proliferated across the airwaves today. It's a cover-up. The reason she used that term, that specific term, is that's a throwback to Watergate. It wasn't the crime, and Richard Nixon had actually committed one, and it was the cover-up. Bill Clinton had actually committed a crime, and many would say, well, he lied under oath about an affair. Be that as it may, that's a crime, and he was covering up a crime. That's why Nancy Pelosi used this term. It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And so they're trying to soil the president with another narrative because none of the previous narratives have worked thus far. So here we are moving to a new talking point and expect to hear that a lot as we go forward. Now, after the president tossed them out, and the meeting, according to those there, lasted less than 3 minutes. 3 minutes. In, out, see you later, I'm done. Before Nancy Pelosi could even respond to his comments, he whirled on a heel and walked back out and said, I have nothing else to say to you. So he came out and he delivered a blistering response from the Rose Garden about what the Democrats were pulling, about the stunts they were trying to concoct and everything that's going on. Let's start with bite number two from the president immediately following that meeting with Pelosi and Schumer yesterday.
I said, let's have the meeting on infrastructure. We'll get that done easily. That's one of the easy ones. And instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody. And I was just looking at a list of some of the things that we just did. More than 2,500 subpoenas qualified for. And I let everybody talk. I let the White House counsel speak for 30 hours. 30 hours. I have 19 special counsel lawyers, 40 FBI agents. I said, open it all up. Let them have whatever they want. Nearly 500 search warrants. Think of that, a search warrant. Did you ever see a search warrant before? Neither did I. This was over 500 search warrants.
It was an aggressive investigation, to say the least. 2,700 search warrants, 500 interviews, 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, almost 2 years and $35 million. If this was, in fact, a cover-up, it may be, you know, the worst attempt ever. I mean, they came in. 1.5 million documents were looked at. The president's staff was looked at. His family was looked at. People were interviewed. Don McGahn was interviewed. Michael Cohen was interviewed. They were all interviewed, except the president, and he returned his answers in writing. And Bob Mueller came up empty. That's the bottom line that hasn't changed, despite all the hysteria from Nadler and Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and all of them. Despite all of the hysteria, there is not one shred of evidence, credible evidence, that the president did anything wrong. No crime here. And they can't let it go. They just refuse to let it go. And they're subjecting you and me and the rest of the American nation to this ongoing circus when we should be getting back to doing things like infrastructure, like border security, like a whole host of things. A lot more with the president, plus an important court decision that also impacts this entire circus. We'll talk about right after the break right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.